This is RSB and the Update, Episode 89, the WSG 2000. Hello, everybody, and welcome to RSB&B Update. This is episode 89, and I have some good news finally. And tell me what that is, Brett.
I have my new microphone.
Yes, doesn't he just sound oh so clear?
Now with 100% less static.
Yes. Oh, I'm glad about that. So, tell me the name of the brand of the microphone again. Just tell the people.
Shite.
Not like shite or that other word without the E, but, you know, shike.
Shike.
Okay, so it came from China or something?
Hong Kong it was posted from.
Interesting.
I was a bit worried when I got the box. It said shike. I thought, God, have I been ripped off?
And what kind did you order?
I just ordered it. It just said USB microphone, and I bought that. It's quite good for the price.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. No real RuneScape updates this week. Oh, well. We have behind the scenes to talk about, which was put out today. Yes, so...
Is it as vague and cryptic as usual?
Yes, yes. I have a hard time determining what's needed, but... Anyways, on we go. Soon you'll all be able to hear the melodic strains of All's Fairy and Love and War, Romance and the Crone, and all the other songs exactly as the musicians intended, as well as toggling the login screen's music.
That's handy.
Yes, I know. I don't listen to any of the music, but for some reason the login music makes me type my password faster.
What, to get past it?
Yes, because my password is like 20 characters long.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't listen to the music to know what was wrong with it before, but maybe some instruments were missing or something. I don't know. Yeah, so that's that one. We're in for a new pirate quest. In that place, you know, down south by the... What's it called?
Karamja.
Yeah, down...
Brimhaven.
No, down there by, you know, on the east end, like, what's south of Berg de Rot? Mosla Harmless, yes.
Oh, yes, Mosla Harmless.
Yes, Harmless Moss. That's the French quarter of RuneScape. Because Berg de Rot, that means City of Rot.
City of Red.
Oh.
If, well, no, French, Rouge, well, I don't know.
Yeah, Rot, French is Rouge, Red is Rouge.
And, I have no idea.
And Moss the Harmless, I think, translates into the Harmless Moss.
I guess it would be harmful if you ate it or something.
Yes. The temple tracking service in which you escort desperate NPCs to the relative safety of Paterdomus will be expanding to include a return journey. That's interesting. I remember in the beginning of September, my last week off, they brought out that Mire Ditch quest. That thing was pretty... That was an interesting long maze, and it was a prelude to another God War I think we concluded. I like that quest. It was one of them opening up another set of loose ends, but... I think we have a question about that later. You remember doing that quest?
Is that the one where you had to escort people?
No, that was something else.
I forget. What quest was that then?
The Mire Ditch one was where you had to go in all that maze and there was the fire watches that would suck your blood.
Oh, yes, I did that.
Yes. Dorgesh Khan is a remarkable city filled with technology of the Dorgeshin and a new agility course with sizable rewards for the highly agile...
Is that going to be a high-level agility course, maybe?
Oh, probably. I don't know, but people don't need more than 82 agility now, and frankly, I myself can't be bothered to get past 70, because I don't see the need right now, besides faster run energy charging, which I don't know, but... I don't know.
But some people are just compelled to get 99, aren't they?
Yeah, but I don't know. What's the agility emote? Is that like you running or something, or...
I would imagine so. I can't say I've seen it.
I don't remember seeing it in that video of all the thingies going by from that, whatever his name was, Yoga Center.
Oh, yes, Yoga Center. Oh, we don't name people on the show.
We can name people if they've done something good. We don't. We just don't name the bad ones. Right?
Yes.
Certain unnameable people. Anyways, yes, carrying on. More Dorgishin things with, like, you remember Zanuck? That was a fun quest where she shot the thingies. Yes. Cows, chickens, and rabbits will be receiving a graphics update. I'm not sure how they can improve cows, but okay.
Maybe they're going to make them more cowy.
Moo? Make them moo, maybe?
Maybe then to give them udders, or do they already have udders?
I don't know. I don't know. But don't normally only dairy cows have those?
Yes.
I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. Rabbits? I don't know. Those look okay, I think. Chickens? Yes, that was from... Those were from the classic days back in RuneScape Classic. We've also got a Varrock Underground quest. That should be interesting, seeing as there's quite a history underground there, and we haven't explored it yet, so...
What with all the rats?
Oh, yeah, that. But that's the sewers. So... I don't know. Maybe it'll be something to do with the dig site. Who knows? Because that is sort of under Varrock.
It'll all link up, won't it?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and finally, a public service announcement from them. Members, please be sure you fill in the polls. It's your chance to let us know what you want. You know...
I want Andrew Gower to... Well, I want Andrew... No, I don't know what I want.
Well, how about this weekly poll? What was the main reason you became a member?
Because I had nothing better to do with my time.
And you need to do this show.
Yes, and Shane forces me.
Anyways, 21% of the people say extra skills.
13% of the people say Shane 1-2-0-8-8 forced them.
No. 19% say extra items. Oh, and I think we're finally getting the idea that people don't want more quests when they're members, because only 9% said new quests.
I thought quests was one of the best parts of membership.
Well, they were back then, but nowadays, what do you have? What was the last lame one?
Tower of Life?
No, that one was actually pretty good. And the penguin one was good, too. It's just these little short ones that serve no purpose that are annoying. Okay, so, yes. What was your reason again?
Because you make me.
Oh, yes, and Mike made me.
It's like a chain reaction.
Yes. And Pika made Mike.
So Pika is the start of the chain.
Yes. Yeah. Are you retiring after a year of hosting?
No, of course I'm not.
Okay. That catapults us into questions we got.
You trying to say you want me out, Shane?
No, of course not.
We've got a lot of questions this week.
We've got three audio questions. I miscounted before when I told you, but the first one is from someone named Chief Snake down in New Zealand, I think, right?
Yes, New Zealand Kiwi.
What do you think of all the real-world references Jagex make in RuneScape? As you well know, Shane, the quest Enlightened Journey is full of Star Trek references. The Barrows brothers are derived from spirits in Lord of the Rings, the book. Also, why don't you answer any hug-related questions?
Ah, there we are, from Chief Snake.
He has the same name as me.
Brad?
Yes, his name is Brad.
Ah, I see. So, what was the first one about how... Why do we think Jagex includes all those references, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, lots of games have real-life references.
Yeah, like...
World of Warcraft has tons of them. World of Warcraft has references to Zelda, Donkey Kong.
I see. Star Trek episodes have reference to our history, like September 11th and everything.
Really? They have reference to September 11th?
Yeah, when they were watching the timeline go past on this Enterprise episode, it showed the Twin Towers burning.
Why?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess they probably...
It gives them something to base it off, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Because otherwise it would be just too make-believe and you wouldn't have something to work from. Like, if you have a favorite game, I'm sure Mr. Gower based this RuneScape off something he played when he was a kid. If it's a bigger version or something. Like, yeah, I don't know. It just makes it easier for people to relate, I guess. I guess that's what we want to say about that. Oh, and
it sort of makes you think, doesn't it? Because, I mean, you could be doing a quest on RuneScape, and you could suddenly think, oh, yeah, this is like so-and-so. And it's sort of nice. You enjoy it more.
Yes.
Unless it's Star Trek. Nobody enjoys that.
Oh, I enjoyed that Enlightened Journey quest. I really did. Didn't you? With Jean-Luc Picard?
I haven't had the guts to do that yet. I don't think I could survive it.
Oh, it's not too bad. You get to be his number one.
His number one?
Yes, that's like his right-hand man, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does that mean I have, like, close access to his throat, which I could possibly slit with a razor?
Oh, yes, you could, but I don't think you'd want to do that.
If it was Jean-Luc Picard, I would.
No. Oh, and I don't know, what was the thing about hug-related questions? Why would he be asking that?
Have we ever had any hug-related questions?
Not to my knowledge.
Does somebody out there want a hug? I think somebody out there wants a hug.
Wants to hug you?
Well, I don't know, Shane. Both of us.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. Brad, what's your normal critique on audio questions?
I said it once, and now I'm being swamped with requests. Well, I don't know. I don't think his voice is as hot as Agent Waffles, but I would say on a rating of 1 to 10, I would mark him at about a 6 or a 7.
Okay, speaking of Agent Waffles, on to an audio question from him now.
What game consoles have you owned in the past? And what is your favorite game for each? Also, why won't you answer any hug-related questions?
I see these two obviously compared...
They're in cahoots.
Yeah, they compared notes before sending questions, and I can see. So what game consoles have you owned?
I've mainly... The only game console I really played apart from computers is a PlayStation 2.
What about your 360?
I hardly play on that. I'm mainly on my computer.
You could have mailed it to Creepy because he got one of those.
I know, I was sort of interested in playing Xbox Live online and all that, but I really can't be bothered to pay for the subscription. World of Warcraft and RuneScape is burning enough of a hole in my pocket.
I know there was a hack you could do on the old Xbox to get free Xbox Live. Oh, well, we're not a dark show, so, yes. I have had the original Nintendo... N64 and GameCube, and pretty much just basic games that everybody else would play on those. I'd play, like, you know, like the Mario Karts, the Bond ones. What else is there? Smash Brothers. Do you remember that game?
Oh, yeah, vaguely.
Super Smash Brothers. Have you ever played it?
No.
It's very fun. I like that one.
Did you used to play any of the Game Boy games?
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Those.
Did you play the Pokemon games?
Yes, yes, right.
Oh, yeah. Everybody played those.
You too?
Yeah, of course I did.
Yes, everybody played those.
I played blue, red, yellow, silver, gold, crystal, all of them.
I played blue, red, yellow, silver, gold, and I didn't even know until 2 months ago that anything beyond silver and gold existed.
Crystal was sort of like silver and gold, but it had like...
More?
It was like one extra monster or something, I can't remember
now. One?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, I don't know, it was weird. Can't remember.
Oh, my.
I think it's a bit of a rip-off.
Yes, yes. Just use the Game Shark thingy and get the thingy for free. Yeah. Do you still touch those?
No, I don't play on them anymore.
It's interesting, because a thing on Dig got to the front page about how to get Mew using a glitch on Pokemon Blue.
I remember there used to be a glitch on Pokemon Yellow, and I don't know if this was a glitch or built-in, but... You used to fly to this island, and then you used to have to teleport to some other place. Then you used to have to talk to this guy, and fly back to this island or something. And you just had to do loads of random actions, and it would spawn Mew in your inventory or something like that.
Interesting. Yeah, there's a good Enterprise right on right now. They're chasing a Klingon bird of prey.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Agent Waffles.
Do they die? Does the bird kill them?
No.
Bad episode, then.
Nope. Audio question from KJTH.
Do you have any siblings? If so, how old are they? Also, what are you planning to do for the 99th or 100th episode?
Aha! So, the sibling question. Brad, you go first.
I am an only child.
Yeah, so, that might explain a few things.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
What are you trying to say?
That you don't like sharing.
I don't... Where did I say that?
I thought you didn't.
I'll share with people who are nice, but I'm not going to share with people who are assholes.
Okay, and yes, for the record, I just have a sister.
Who's the same age as me?
Yes, 15, I think. Yes.
Okay, she's younger than me.
Yeah, by a bit. And what are we doing for episode 99 or 100? I do know we were probably going to try and get an updated theme song for episode 100.
Oh yeah, listening to their songs is so boring.
Yeah, we're trying to find one, so if anybody knows any open source music, let one of us know. Open source.
If anybody would like to make us a theme tune.
Yes. If you'd like to make us one and you can and you're actually okay with.
We could have a competition. Whoever can mix the best theme tune can come on the show.
Yeah, sure. If you want to make one or you have an idea of some music we could use and not get sued for, send a PM to one of us. We'd greatly appreciate that. Should be sort of upbeat, you know.
Yeah, sort of a bit like we have now, but not exactly the same.
Yeah, not exactly the same. Maybe guitarish would be okay, I think.
What about my phone? You know the phone that rings? It sounds like...
That's too slow.
So it has to be quite fast-paced.
Yes, and no vocals.
Yes, new vocals.
Yes. This was from KJTH. Oh, and I don't know, maybe we could try and get the three main co-hosts on, me, you, Trekkie, and Pika for episode 100.
That'd be good.
Seeing as the three of us have, or the four of us have pretty much been on a good selection of episodes throughout the past 2 years.
Dun, 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 dun. That'll be good.
Yes, okay.
It'll be like a reunion.
Yes, we could even get, I don't know, we could push Skype to the limits, and I don't know, who's to, I don't know who else would come, but okay. You take this one.
Hi, this is Exor again, and I wanted to know what kind of clothing and armors you can get for Lunar and Ancient Magics. Also, I'm probably going to make a podcast very soon. Any suggestions on what kind of equipment to buy, and what kind of software I should use? Exor.
Okay, so, clothing and armors?
Does he mean from the Lunar Quest? Because the Lunar Quest gives you that crappy mage armor.
Yeah, you can do that. But, in my views, the best mage armor is Arums with, wizard boots or infinity boots and one of the staffs so you can auto-cast. Pretty much, if you're going to be doing any combat magic, you should want to get one of those. And since the majority of the Lunar, magics are they're all non-combat related, that you really shouldn't need any armor for those. But definitely Arums, I think, right?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Anti-Arum. Also, I'm making a podcast, yada yada yada. Okay.
Skype.
Yes, you'll need Skype for talking to people unless you can get them in the same room as you. And when they're in the same room as you, if you go that route, you'll want to get something called a mixer. This is slightly more expensive than what we do, but with this mixer you'll be able to take both tracks, smush them together, and have both people come in on a separate track. But if you want to do it on Skype, you should probably check out programs like Audacity, Hot Recorder, what else is there? Audacity is a good track recorder for only recording one track at a time.
We used to use that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. But I moved to a new method involving something called Adobe Audition, which is more complex than people need, but...
Which means that I don't have to record a track, so I get to do less work.
Yeah, ideally, you should, if you want to go the easiest way and the cheapest way and just do it on Skype, get Hot Recorder. Pay the $30 fee and you can get export as a WAV ability, so that's what I'd recommend. Oh, and microphones, you'll want to get a good one, none of these $2 dollar store ones that you can go get. Because that just doesn't make it good. Otherwise, it sounds like you're in some wind tunnel. We had someone on who had one of those before, and I think he knows who he is. But, good microphone and a set of headphones, obviously. So, yes. Thank you, XOR.
Don't get a shite headphone. don't get a shite headset.
Shike or shite?
I said don't get a shite headset.
Okay. Okay, next one. We suggest Anubis for a guest.
Just one vote?
Yeah, the thing was for this week was to suggest someone for a guest, not yourself and someone who has not been on before. So.
And they have to agree. We can't force them.
Yeah, exactly. And they have to be able to do it at our time.
Which is roughly about
10 p.m. 10... GMT.
Leia 11 GMT plus 1.
And for fletching XP, what would you recommend I fletch? I have 52 fletching and 59 wood cutting, which is...
Well, do maple short bows.
Yes.
Until you can do maple longs until you can do yews, then you can make a start making the profit of yews.
Yew shorts and then just stick with yew longs forever because magic logs are too expensive.
And you can make a good profit of yew longs.
I need to check that. I know you used to, but I'm not sure anymore.
Well, I did it not so long ago, a couple of months back, and I still could. It's not as much, but you still get your money back and a little bit more, so you're getting free XP, basically.
Okay. That was from Samuel. Yes. How often do you use the knowledge base from NMR7, who suggests Agent Waffles for a guest? I mainly use the knowledge base when I need to go look up stats on an item or a quest or something like that.
I never use it. Even when I played, even when I played regularly, I didn't use it.
Because, frankly, their area guides aren't that useful to me because I basically know my way around pretty good.
Hmm.
Only thing I need is, like, maps for dungeons and whatnot, but I go to other places for those, which I won't say.
HQ.
No.
Just some site.
Yes. Okay. Next suggestion is for Mushroom Queen. My computer has been locking up when I try to burn blank disks. Every time I put a blank disk in, it locks up. I've tried about 7 different disks. Disks with music on them work. Does anybody know how I can fix this? Connor 10238. Well, there used to be some program that used to ship for rewritable CDs, I know, whereas it wouldn't eject them if the CD wasn't closed. There could be some program running in the background, or it totally depends on what music program you're using to burn the CD with. In general, I recommend Nero, but if you're burning music CDs, Windows Media Player will work just fine. If this doesn't work for you, I'd just recommend that you try another burning program. But if this problem can't be fixed, then send me a private message on the forums with more information. That's the problem with tech questions, is that in general, you need to provide a good amount of information for how something is broken or how it's not working, because if you don't do that, then frankly, we have no idea basically what could be running. But I just recommend trying a different burner program, or if it's a music CD, I guess music ones are fine, but yes, try a different burner. Or if it's just data, just use the built-in Windows XP software. Basically, what you do for that is you just highlight a set of files, right-click on them, and go to send to CDRW drive. Yes. Thank you, Connor 10238. And Brad just stepped out for a minute, and he's back now.
Hello.
So you can take this question.
Right. Okay, no, I've done that. I'm trying to get 99 filemaking. It's currently 75. What logs should I burn once I finish the 40k willows I have? They will get me to around 89. You should get Creepy Pirate to guest on episode 90, and that is from Connie Clown. Isn't willow, maples willows?
Yes, maples are the best, and I have 20k plus to sell, so if you want to buy, just send me a PM. 90 each. If you buy all of them, I might give you a deal. Wink, wink.
Yeah, he'll give you one gold piece off each.
No. No. But yes, maples are the best, but if you're cutting them on your own, you could probably do willows.
Yeah,
but,
willows chop fast.
But generally, maples are good fast XP. Maples are the best for fire making per value if you're just doing fire making, so yes. Connick Clown.
Connie Clown.
Connick. There's a C.
No, his name on the forum is Connie.
Oh, really?
I'm sure it is.
What are
Connie Clown.
What are a skill, non-combat, do you think is most important in RuneScape? I volunteer Creepy Pirate. Besadon. So, Brad, what's most important to you?
Fishing.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the primary ones. Well, based on what I like, I'd have to say I like farming. But for the most important... woodcutting? No.
Farming?
Yeah, sure, let's just go with that. That seems like a good one. Or herblore. Farming or herblore?
So we basically just picked our favorite skills.
Yes. Yes, and somebody that whose name starts with C and ends with E needs to close off skill of the month, right?
Yes, because Shay needs to win the rigged contest.
It's not rigged.
I know, I've just been saying
if you see Creepy before this gets out, yell at him for me. I haven't seen him since he went to go have a nap yesterday.
He takes naps?
Yeah, well, you know what he said? I was here at home at lunch, and he got on the computer, and he thought it was Thursday. But it was really Wednesday still.
Oh.
So he skipped a day, and then he went back to bed.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, another creepy nomination. You take the question.
He'll never do it.
I know he won't.
I nominate Creepy, and my question, when the time comes, what kind of computer do you intend to buy next? Would it be an Apple, Mac, or a PC? About how much does a computer you would like cost in USD, GBP, and Canadian dollars? That's from Master of the Vortex.
What about you?
I'd like a MacBook Pro.
Oh, yeah?
Which somebody in this conversation is getting very shortly, are they not?
Yes.
And it's not me?
No. So therefore it's me.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's actually what I'm getting.
Oh, yes, because it was Shane's birthday earlier in the week.
Yes, Shane. It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, Shane was 20.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Is your dad in the next room or something? Because you're singing quietly.
Yeah, I just don't want to be heard. Anyway, yeah,
it's
yes.
About $2,000 Canadian.
Happy birthday, Shane. And the computer I would like is probably, I don't know, I've looked on the Mac website and it's like... sorry, I've been
Mac
distracted.
Mac Pro?
Yeah, it's like 1,500 English pounds.
Oh, so an iMac.
Yes.
Like the basic iMac or something, maybe.
No, it's basic. It's more than... I don't know. It was a nice one. I want a nice one.
Well, the iMacs are okay. I just wouldn't recommend the lowest version because it contains an integrated graphics card, which you don't want.
Yeah, I want to get a nice graphics card.
Well, any iMac would work for you then.
Yes.
Okay, and that was from Master of the Vortex, which is shortened to MOTV this time. Since I can't vote myself in, Master of the Vortex, and if he wouldn't, then Mike, who would probably eject more? Do you use third-party RS browsers? Andy, do you?
Do you use what RS browsers?
Third-party RS browsers.
I used to use SwiftSwitch.
No, I don't use anything. We were through this last week. Next one.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with using them. But I don't
know. Yeah, that's your choice. Another creepy nomination. Do you think Jagex will ever make a full set of dragon items, such as a pickaxe, Jay?
I doubt it. They might in the end, but it'll take them ever so long to release it all.
Yes, what are we missing right now?
Dragon pick, dragon square, no, dragon kite, dragon full helm.
Dragon plate.
Yeah, dragon, yeah.
Dragon warhammer. That'd be fucking useless.
Dragon short sword.
Yeah. Short swords are useless too. I've never held one.
Yeah, I had like a rune short sword when I was a noob. That was the first rune I ever got.
Someone gave me a rune scimitar for free.
When? When you were a noob?
Yeah. He PK'd it, apparently.
He just gave it to you?
Yeah. Yep. I also got a free rune two-hander.
It's not fair.
Yes, next one. Shane, with 27 farming, I would really like to get into it now. Since I can start growing fruit trees, which is the best farming route? Any suggestions from Beric? Well, you hit the nail on the head there. You definitely want to go with the best fruit trees you can and normal trees. Doing a combination of fruit trees and normal trees is really the best way to get quick XP. And if you also want to save up for herb lore, it doesn't hurt to go around and do herbs and limpwort roots. And maybe a whiteberry bush too when you have the level. But yes, I swear by fruit trees and normal trees for levels. I've actually gotten over 700k for skill of the month.
Wouldn't you be really pissed if somebody's got 800k?
Yeah, I know. I've been keeping track of it, so I'd better win. And it's past March 1st, so I think it's time to close it off.
Well, I'm sorry, Shane, you've lost, because I've got 3 million experience last month in farming.
Yeah, right.
I don't think I've even got... No, I haven't. I've only got like 60 farming.
Okay, you take this one.
I nominate Jessica at Ducks for Cover, and my question is, sorry, not audio, which multi-part quest... Do you think Jagex is going to actually finish first? This can include quest like the Plague City miniseries, A Fairy's Tale, Devious Minds, etc. That's from Alex43. I think they're going to finish the one in the Alplands first.
Yeah.
Plague City.
I'd really like to get that one finished. Like, it's just not finished, even though they say it's finished. Like, there's that Elf City that's not opened yet, and there's still stuff left unknown at the end of Temple of Light. So, yeah. I agree with that. That was from Alex43, events crew, newspaper staff, and whatever else he does at RSB&B.
Very good on the newspaper stuff.
Yes. Last question from Lance gets the last word. I vote for somebody by the name of Ryan528. Ever heard of this one? She isn't on the list, and she has asked about being on in the past. A.K.A. How do I get on the show if I want to? And the question is, what is your favorite RuneScape Winnie game? RuneScape mini game.
RuneScape Winnie game?
Yes. Oh, that's a good title for this week. RuneScape. RuneScape, where prunes, or no, frunes. What's a frune?
I don't know. Is it like a frown?
I don't know. RuneScape or Prunescape. That's a good one. But what's your favorite mini game?
Castle Wars.
Oh God! You have to be kidding me.
It reminds me of WSG. What's
WSG? Isn't that some chemical they use to preserve meats?
No, WSG is like basically the World of Warcraft version of Castle Wars.
Oh. Okay.
Capture the flag.
Isn't War that Sun also Gulch. The acronym for a meat preservative or something?
I'll put it into Wikipedia.
No, that's MSG.
Well, apparently WSG 2000 is a weapon. It's a powerful rifle.
Nice one. Nice one there. Let's see. Oh. Hey, it's from Germany. Designer yes, Heckler and Koch.
Cock. It's pronounced cock.
Okay. 9mm bullets. 5-round detachable magazine. Ooh, it's a sniper. Interesting. Okay, so that's what WSG is. Back on track now. Yes. My favorite minigame would have to be the pest control or the treasure trails, I guess, or barrows. One of those three. Can flip a 3-sided coin and that'll be my favorite. Thank you, Lance. Lance, dance, prance, dance, pants, trance. I don't know, but okay. Okay. That's it for questions. On to tech news now. Bug in Windows Vista and the built-in anti-piracy technology is telling some users that they need to reactivate the operating system after they install new device drivers or run newly installed software. Microsoft quietly issued a patch designed to fix the flaw in the software protection platform technology late this month, criticized by someone who was announced last fall. SPP, that's that software protection platform, in an updated, more aggressive version of is an updated and more aggressive version of Windows Genuine Advantage anti-piracy that Microsoft launched, which was included with Windows XP. So basically, this thing wants users to reactivate their copy of Windows. That's kind of stupid, I think.
Yes, most things Microsoft do are stupid.
And when they have to reactivate, then they end up having to call India, and that's just so annoying when that happens.
Stupid India.
And there's this, I was reading also, there's this thing about this guy who called Microsoft and they couldn't get his Windows to activate. So you know what they told him to do?
What?
They told him to search on the internet and use one of the cracks that's out on the torrent sites.
Do you think in Soviet Russia, Microsoft calls you?
Huh?
You don't get those jokes, do you?
No.
Like, nothing. Never mind. Some people will get it.
What was it again?
In Soviet Russia, Microsoft calls you. It's basically things are the opposite way around. In Soviet Russia, burgers eat you. It's just like taking the mick out of Russia for the communism. And
okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I'm sticking with XP for the time being. Ugh. Okay.
Yeah, so am I. I don't want to waste my money.
Did you watch any of those things called the Oscars last Sunday?
No, but I know an English actress won Best Actress, so that's fine.
During that, Apple ran this teaser ad for the iPhone. Basically, it shows a list of a whole bunch of different people using different types of phones throughout the history of phones. You can take a look at it on a Google video. I'm playing some of it right now.
Hello?
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello?
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo!
Hello!
Hello?
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 Yo, yo.
Hello?
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 Yeah, so basically this shows a whole bunch of people, like even from the Flintstones, where else, a whole bunch of different movies, Harrison Ford. I don't know, that's kind of interesting that they put all these things together as a teaser for what's coming, but really it doesn't appeal to me as it didn't appeal to me when it first came out in January, so I don't know.
I think it looks cool. I'd like one if they bought one out and it was a reasonable
price.
Yeah, but the
menus that they showed in January weren't even real. They were like Flash or something. Like that wasn't even the real OS.
Oh, I'm disappointed now.
Yeah, so they have time to go, and Leopard will be coming out soon. And we know what Brad said about leopards once.
Your teacher's a leopard.
Was.
I'm a leopard, man. There you go, I updated the quote.
I'm a leopard, man.
I'm a leopard, man.
Yeah, so...
See, I sound sort of goofy, I need some more cool. I'm a leopard, man.
Yeah, so not much tech news this week, but yes, there you go. iPhone teaser and Windows Vista users being forced to reactivate. Rance, you take the first one.
Okay, hang on a minute, let me pull the wiki up. Okay, Rance. Friends, demons, country noobs. Lend me your pixelated ears. I come with a sad tale. Oh, God. I recently obtained 4 Verac. I thought to myself, oh, boy. So I went to the fight pits in Jewel Arena where my Verac was great. But I wanted more. See, there we go. RuneScape players always wanting more. I decided I want to go to Castles to play. I put on my Verac armor and my headed off. At last I arrived. I went into a portal and got that dreaded message. You cannot wear helms, capes, or hats in the arena. Helms and hats, the same thing. I nearly screamed out of frustration. I'd have to remove my helm to get in, and that means losing my set effect. Jagex, I ask, why? Why must we sacrifice a small piece of armor destroying our effect? Why can't we wear helms? We can already tell our teammates by their capes and blue dot on the radar, so the helm is obviously just a bit of decoration. Why must we sacrifice the true power of Barrow's armor just to have a little blue or red hood on our heads? It supplies no bonuses, it's redundant with the cape radar, and it eliminates set user effects. Why can't we wear it? Will we own too much? Well, then you might as well get rid of Verac because of it owning the Cutfight Queen. My request is simple. Remove the castle wall's hood. This way we can wear our helms and use our effect. Don't worry, the cape and radar help to identify our enemies. And if you think only Barrowers will benefit, you're wrong. People can then wear Berserker helms for its precious strength bonuses, or demeds for defense bonuses, or just any helm for more bonuses.
You agree with that?
I do actually agree with that.
Yeah, because...
I like how he wrote it. It reminded me of, like, I have a dream. One day.
But it shows that he does want more, and sometimes more isn't always better, because less is more.
But wearing your helm is more, which is better.
Yes. I don't know, like, but then, I don't know, like, there's nothing wrong with it. Why not just make it so people can wear, like, a mime mask and a helmet, you know? You remember that rant about the sad mime?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, this is the same issue. I think something needs to be done with the UI enabling people to wear more outfits, so, yes. Okay, that was a nice one. Good point in it. For too long, we had been kept under the trash pile. I think I have to say a lot of high levels, including my main, were expecting some brand new armor for high levels. We got the armor, but sadly, once again, lots of high levels were disappointed due to the fact that it wasn't level 80 or higher. Jagex ain't going to make high levels good updates, then why don't they just say instead of doing what they're doing now? Jagex, you've gone too far, put us under the trash for way too long. It is about time, after a long, grueling year of complaining, we get some good updates for high levels, starting with armor. I will be ranting and ranting until the goal of this thread has been met. I urge all high levels to come out of their shells and let your voices be heard. By the way, on my previous thread, even low and medium levels who seem you love wouldn't mind better armor, so that would be something for them to aim for. Goal of the thread, make Jagex release high-level armor. Goal not met so far in skill upgrade. Before any new armor is released or anything, the defense system needs to be fixed. So this is all about the armors, right?
Yes. I think they should release some high-level armors. Would be beneficial to the
majority. I'm still wearing rune. Because dragon, you know, like, there's nothing above granite plate that's really general armor besides from Barrows, which is annoying because if you wear that all the time, you have to repair it. I think we do need some level 70 armor that just sticks, or 80, I mean, or even 90, that just sticks with you, you know? So, I don't know. This one has a good point, and I agree with it, and I'm sure many others do. We need to organize some sort of campaign.
Yes, like, but Jagex never listen to their customer, do they? Jagex never listen.
They're just concerned about getting more money.
Of course they are.
Yeah, that's rants.
Some closing news this week.
Yes, March Informer is out.
Thank you to everybody who wrote.
Informer.rsbnb.com. We should have events crew finalists by next week.
Why didn't you make a forum topic?
About...
Informer.
Exactly. Can you do that right after we're done recording?
Yes, okay, Shane.
Okay, thank you. Events crew finalists next week. The new chat is out, rsbnb.com chat/chat has been moved to by, this has been a work of the people by the name of N-A-T-E and M-A-T-T. And this chat has finally come together after a good month of working with it, because the person who coded it, basically you touch one thing and screw something up on it and the entire thing breaks. It's really damn annoying.
Yes.
Yeah. Ugh. But anyways, it's up and it's actually significantly better than the other one. Have you had a chance to try it out yet?
No, yes, I've been in there. I have to be honest, I like the layout of the old one better, but I don't know. This one, I don't know the real advantages.
I don't know, it's free. The other one was $100 per year. So, that's the advantage of it. What have we been up to?
I've been on RuneScape this week, actually.
You have?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
because there's been no real update to check out. So,
right.
A lot of work.
I've been farming.
Interestingly, this week I fell over in the shower and bashed my head.
Ooh, are you okay?
I'm fine. I had this huge lump. It was in a really weird position, actually. I think I must have passed out or something, because I remember, like, sort of just one minute I was standing up and the next I was, like, lying down. And I've got this lump just behind my ear, so I must have sort of fallen at a weird angle.
Yes.
But yeah, it was fine.
Okay. Yeah, so that's pretty much it for this week, unless you have anything else you want to talk about.
No, not really.
Yes, new microphone equals yay. That's it. So this has been RSBNB Update 89 with Bradwood, Woody, whatever they want to call you. There's a
Bradley.
There's a whole list of your names.
Oh, God.
So, yes. And Shane1288, shane@rsbnb.com.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.